Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 4th of February, and right now it's partly cloudy and 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says clear with a chance of rain, and with temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 28 degrees Celsius. Another breezy day with winds from northeast at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour, and later on we can expect clear in the evening, then mostly cloudy, with winds from northeast again at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 86 and it will drop on 68% by noon. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 43%. Weekend is over and out of Echo Music Festival, Frisbee Hat Tournament, Horse Races, African Night, we will soon upload the programs recorded on the event. Lively Up Your Earth was streamed live, but this week we will upload on our page music and programs done at Solitude Farm. Tomorrow at 5 PM at Kripa in Kalabumi we can meditate with Russian singing bells with short introduction with Vera. On Wednesday at 7:30 PM at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Divas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in the International Zone, we can listen to Bach Band of Ireland, which is fused upon a bedrock of Indian classical music, driven by pulsating acoustic and electric rhythms infused with ethereal vocals of the style of Eastern and Irish traditions. The Bach Band brew up a beautiful musical melting pot. On Thursday, 7th of February at 5:15, at Savitri Bhavan, Shradavan will read for her collection of poems, Stars in the Soup, and Gordon will play his flute, a program of poetry and music. Copies of the book, Stars in the Soup and other poems will be available for distribution, and everyone is welcome. On Friday at 5 PM at Unity Pavilion in the International Zone, Priscilla and Julian Jazz Duo will offer to the community jazz in transformation. Priscilla brings an unforgettable performance, singing some of her favorite jazz classics from artists such as Ella Fitzgerald, Julie London, Sarah Vaughan, amongst others. For this concert, we'll be collaborating with the visiting talent and pianist player Julian Perker. And later on at 8 PM, at Kalabumi in Cultural Zone, we are invited to listen to the music of Temple Rock by Krishna Kumar, Matt Mishko and others. On Saturday, 9th of February at 7:30 PM at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India Culture in International Zone, we are invited to listen to Three Sevens, an alternate music band in Orville, where Kalai presents Three Sevens, a Kamal Singh's alternative band. The music range from the influence of pop, 90s alternative rock, grunge, back to various styles of Indian music which manifest in song, writing and composition while simultaneously suggesting an attempt to remain minimalist. On Sunday, 10th of February at 7 PM at Amphitheatre Matrimandir, Joy, Jivatman and Claude Avido, guitars will guide the chanting. They will sing Mother's Mantra Om Namo Bhagava. Everyone is welcome to join chanting or just be. They're asking us to take our torchlights for the steps and the no photos. For the guests, please carry your guest cards. Next week on 15, 16 and 17 we can follow a panorama of contemporary Indian cinema at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas and International Zone. And here's an announcement from Savitri Bhavan. Since Loretta's talk at Savitri Bhavan on 2nd of February has been cancelled, but there was a series of four talks at Savitri Bhavan scheduled for the four Saturdays in February, but they're all now cancelled due to the ill health. They will be rescheduled for some future time. And here's an announcement from telephone service which says the highway works in Pondicherry have again disrupted internet connections here. According to BSNL engineers, the work is going on to continue for a few days, maybe 7 to 10. Some of the subscribers in Auroville will experience outages during the period. BSNL is carrying out repairs as and when required. The irony of internet disruption news being disseminated on the internet is inescapable. Future School would like to invite parents of students aged 14 to 20 interested to learn about Future School for information and question answer session on Friday, 8th of February at 3 PM at the Future School campus. Their admission process for the new school year, July 2013, will begin in March 2013. And on the same day, Saturday 9th of February, from 4 PM onward at Nilatangam, the women and female guests of Orville are invited to a half-day empowerment circle and dinner at Nilatangam. Due to the pressure of modern living, the female aspect of women is often neglected. This pressure to be superwoman can mean a closing down of our gentle nature. Often women describe feelings of loss and powerlessness. This can lead to an inadvertently hardening their heart so they can keep it together and cope. One practice that will return women to their true nature is engagement in empowerment circles. This is not a new concept and can be traced back to the ancient. Empowerment circles aim to acknowledge the beautiful and powerful female within all women. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, they will screen Journey to the Life Divine, Part 2, which is the film from Sri Aurobindo Ashram, covers the lives of and work of Sri Aurobindo and the mother from November 1926 to the present day. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 7 p.m. we can see an Indian drama romance, Parfi, made in India 2012 by writer and director Anurag Basu. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen an Italian drama, News of the Excavations, made in Italy 2010 by writer and director Emidio Greco. And on Wednesday we can see an interesting documentary, Trek to Barashingri Glacier, which was made in India, practically actually in Oroville, in 2012 by director Ashwin Ezumalai with John Vladimir Yonah. This month, for those who follow the 12 qualities of the mother, it's a month of humility. And about the humility, the mother wrote, "The first indispensable condition to prepare ourselves to receive the new consciousness is a true and spontaneous humility which makes us feel deeply that we know nothing and are nothing in the face of the marvelous things we have to acquire." And the mother also wrote, "Blessed was the day when I came to know thee, O ineffable eternity. Blessed among all days be the day when the earth at last awakened shall know thee and shall live only for thee." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on arrowilradio.org.